The northwestern U.S. gets a better view of this eclipse than the rest of the mainland states. That is, if you're not fogged in. A lunar eclipse is when Earth casts its shadow onto the moon. This will be a total eclipse, meaning the moon will be entirely in Earth's shadow. Bernie Bates, an astronomy professor at the University of Puget Sound, says it gives the moon an unusual color.
It becomes this incredibly deep reddish brown. You'd think that it's going into an eclipse, that there'd be no light, it would just become completely black. But there is some light that filters through the Earth's atmosphere.
That brown light allows us to see the full moon in a way that's normally obscured.
And it actually does look like a little round marble. It's one of the most amazing things. You actually can see that it's a three-dimensional object.
A total lunar eclipse happens every few years, always on a full moon. The next one is in 2014. They're much easier to experience than an eclipse of the sun. This one will be at its peak during the hour between 6 and 7 a.m. It's likely there will be some low clouds and fog at that hour, so your best chance to see it is to get on top of a hill with a view facing west. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.